China.
China, Taiwan, and America. Travel bug. Talk of Nancy Pelosi visiting Taiwan angers China.
The last time a speaker of America's House of Representatives visited Taiwan, the Chinese government could do little more than grumble. Newt Gingrich, who held the position from 1995 to 1999, stopped over in 1997 and met the island's president at the time, Li Teng-hui. A few days earlier, Mr. Gingrich had visited China and warned its leaders that America would intervene if they invaded Taiwan, which China claims. OK, noted, he described them as responding. Since we don't intend to attack, you won't have to defend. There is scant hope of such a meek response if the current speaker, Nancy Pelosi, goes ahead with a plan to visit Taiwan in August. The trip has not been confirmed, but people familiar with her planning said a stopover was possible as part of an Asia tour originally planned for April and postponed after she caught COVID-19. When asked about the trip on July 20th, President Joe Biden said he did not know the status of it. American military officials, he added, thought it was not a good idea right now. China has already made its feelings clear, threatening strong and resolute measures if the trip goes ahead. Hu Shijin, a former editor of a nationalistic Chinese tabloid, proposed that China's armed forces impose a no-fly zone on Taiwan or at least fly aircraft over the island. He also suggested that Chinese warplanes should escort Ms. Pelosi's aircraft and that if they came under fire, China should attack Taiwan's military aircraft and bases. Until recently, such threats might have been dismissed as bluster. Ms. Pelosi's visit is arguably no more provocative than Mr. Gingrich's. American congressional delegations have visited regularly, as have other countries' legislators. Yet there are reasons to be worried by China's saber-rattling. In 1997, it did not have the capabilities for an effective military response. That became clear in 1996 when America sent two carrier groups to the area after China fired missiles into waters nearby. Since then, China has accumulated many of the forces needed for an assault and in the past 2 years tested Taiwan's defences with frequent aerial drills around the island. Chinese officials are increasingly convinced that the White House is recalibrating America's One China policy, which acknowledges the Chinese position that Taiwan is part of China, including by sending officials to Taiwan more often. Ms. Pelosi's trip would come at a sensitive moment for China's leader Xi Jinping, about 3 months before a Communist Party Congress, at which he is expected to secure a third term, violating recent norms. Mr. Xi is already facing unexpected challenges in sustaining his zero-COVID strategy, managing an economic slowdown and finessing his support for Russia on Ukraine. Having linked Taiwan's reunification to his national rejuvenation goal, he might feel a need to prove his resolve if tested. The Chinese appear to perceive the need to demonstrate that the US cannot keep salami-slicing its One China policy with impunity, says Bonnie Glaser of the German Marshall Fund of the United States, a think tank. She added that in April, a former Chinese army officer emailed her to express his personal opinion that China's Air Force would stop Ms. Pelosi's plane from landing in Taiwan. Such aerial brinkmanship is still unlikely given the risk of escalation. But one thing is certain, there is turbulence ahead.